Good morning. Today's daf is Yuma daf Mem Aleph. Today we are going to continue with a discussion that we referenced only tangentially yesterday. If you recall, yesterday we were talking about the Hagrala, the Aliyah of the Goral, taking out the lot from the Kalpi, whether that's Ma'akev or not, whether the Hanacha, putting the lot on top of the animal, is Ma'akev, whether Hanacha is only a mitzvah. And yesterday, toward the end of the daf, we made a passing reference to a situation where a goral did not have the ability to designate something as a specific type of karban, yet Kriya Shem did, and we explained yesterday that what we were referring to in that case were the karbonos of a zava or a yoledes, who have to bring one bird for an ola and one bird for a chatas, where there is no goral, obviously, and kriya shem does work. Simply designating something orally works. Then we tried to bring a comparison, so too, by the seir of Yom HaKippurim, where there is a goral, alachas kama v'kama, the kriya shem designation as la Hashem or la Azazel without the goral should also work. And the Gemara wound up rebutting that attempted kal v'chomer and saying, you know, nice try basically, but it says v'yaso chatas, that only the goral makes a chatas, the shem doesn't make a chatas. So the Gemara today is going to start off by exploring the parameters for designating a karban, an ola, or a chatas at a time when somebody has to bring both an ola and a chatas. For example, by a zav or a yolades, we said that they are designated orally without the goral. So the Gemara is going to probe a little bit on when exactly and how that designation takes place. The Gemara then is going to talk about another situation where a person might have to bring an ola and a chatas, and that's where a person violates an avera, and instead of bringing an animal carbon, he brings what's called a carbon ola v'yored, a carbon that the type of carbon varies depending on how wealthy a person is and what he can afford. Either he'll bring an animal, or he'll bring a pair of birds, in which case one's an ola and one's a chatas again, or he'll bring a flower offering. The Gemara is going to explain then what happens if a person commits an avera when he's wealthy and then becomes poor, or vice versa, he commits the avera when he's poor and becomes wealthy, and what exactly happens to the money or to the birds that he had previously designated. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to continue talking about the Avodah on Yom Kippur, and specifically about how they used to tie the Lashon Shel Zohoris, the red string, on the horns of the Seir HaMishtaleach. The Gemara is going to talk about the vidui that the Kohen Gadol says on his par for the second time. And then the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about whether or not they tied a Lashon Shel Zohoris on the Seir LaHashem in addition to the Seir LaZazel. Tomorrow is going to continue with more of a discussion on that Lashon Shel Zohoris, what size it had to be, etc. So we got up to Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We were four lines down on the Amud, right in the middle of the line, where it says Amar Rav Chista. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Ein Hakinen Misparshos, that if you have somebody who is mechuyev to bring a pair of birds, one for a chatas and one for an ola, so the only time you can designate which one will be for which is ela obelakichas bailim oba asias kohen. There are only 2 points in time when the verbal designation will be effective, either when the balim, when the person who's mechuyev in the karban takes his money and buys the pair of birds. At that time, he could designate one for an ola and one for a chatas. Or at the time when the kohen, and once he does it, says Rashi, once the bailim designates one for an ola and one for a chatas, the kohen can no longer reverse his designation. So if the bailim says that bird A should be an ola, the kohen can then come and override that designation. Or ba'asiyas kohen. Or let's assume that the bailim buys two birds stam and doesn't designate them at all, then how do those birds get designated? They can only get designated when the kohen comes to do the malik on the birds. The kohen could designate, this one is for the ola, this one is for the chatas. However, in between the time that the bailim buys the karbanos, buys the birds, and the time that the kohen actually does the malik on the birds, there is no designation that will be effective. No designation could be effective. So for example, the bailim buys the bird stam, he doesn't say anything, and then sometime after that he says bird A is going to be for an ola, bird B is going to be for a chatas. Then the Kohen comes to do the Malika and says, you know what, bird A is going to be for a Chatas, bird B is going to be for an Ola. So he reverses the designation. Is that reversal effective? So the halacha is yes, that reversal is effective, because what the Bailam had done initially was ineffective. Because again, the only two times that the designation verbally is effective is either at the time of purchase or at the time that the Kohen does the Avoda by the Kohen, not in between. So Amar Rav Simi Barashi, my time at the Rav Chista, what's the reason for Rav Chista? This is a strange rule, Tichsiv, V'lokcha V'asa, because it says in the Pasuk, it says, V'imlo Simsa Yada Deisev, V'lokcha Shtei Sorim O Shtei V'nei Yona, Echad Le'olav Echad Chatas, V'chipar La Kohen V'tehera, and then the Pasuk, then the next Pasuk says, another Pasuk, I should say, a few Prakim later, in the Chumash says, V'asa HaKohen, Echad Chatas, V'yesa Echad La'olah. So we have the words, V'lokcha V'asa, Oh, belakicha o basia. So the only time that the verbal designation is effective is either going to be at the shas lakicha, or it's going to be at the shas asia. Okay, so says the Gemara Meisvei, track the Gemara Kasha, v'yaso chatas. We have brought down a pasuk legabe the sir lashem and the sir lazazel, v'yaso chatas. It says v'yaso chatas, and what did we learn out? Hagorel osa chatas, vein hashem osa chatas. That it's the goral that designates. That causes the designation to be effective. However, the shame does not designate the shame itself. Kriya shame itself is not effective in designating which animal is Lashem and which animal is La'azazel. Sheyachol, this is just repeating what we learned yesterday. Sheyachol v'alodinu, because I might have thought that we had a kal v'chomer. Umav makom shelo kidesh agorol kidesh Hashem madach by a situation where there is no goral, so there is no ability for a goral to be mekadesh and to designate the karbana. Yet there is an ability for a verbal designation to take effect. So makom shekidesh hagorol. So I might think in a situation where there is a gorol that can be used to designate which of the animals is la Hashem and which of the animals is la Azazel. Ein adin sheyekadesh Hashem. Then it's a kal v'chomer that Kiddush Hashem should work. Because if Kiddush Hashem works out of the blue, certainly Kiddush Hashem should work where there's an other mechanism for being Mekadesh, for being Makdish the animal as a certain type. So says the Gemara, no, Tamal Lomar V'yaso Chatas. The Gemara comes along and says, no, we learn that from the Pasuk, V'yaso Chatas, Hagorel Osachatas, V'ein Hashem Osachatas, that it's only the Gorel that can designate an animal a Chatas, and Kriya Hashem does not designate the Sir Lashem, which is the Sir Lashem, and which is going to be the Sir Lazazel. So says the Gemara, well, hang on a second, let's analyze the Kal V'chomer a second. V'halo Hacha, D'lav Shas Lekicha, V'lav Shas Asiyahi, V'ktani D'kavi. However, this Gorel is not at the shas lekicha. It's not at the time that the animals are being purchased. Nor is it at the shas asiya. In other words, it's not at the time of shechita either. And the havamina is that were it not for the fact that the pasuk says v'yaso chatas, just like the gorol has the ability to be koveya one of the animals, the Sir Lashem, and the other, the Sir Lazazel, so too the Kriya Shem should have the ability to be Kaveya, one of the animals, Lashem, and one of the animals, Lazazel, even though this whole designation, the Goral and the verbal designation, doesn't take place at any of the points in time when we said that the designation works by a bird carbon. So what's going on? So the Rishonim are bothered by this whole Kasha of the Gemara, because this whole din of the verbal designation working only belakichas bailim or basias kohen was a din that was stated by a pair of bird karbanos. So how can you ask a kasha from a karban of a behema that's brought on Yom Kippur? How can you ask a kasha from a karban or to a karban of a behema that's brought on Yom Kippur from a situation involving bird karbanos where the halacha might be different? By a bird karban. So the Tosafot Yerushalmi explains that no, Rav Chista's halacha of that the verbal designation only takes effect if it's made either at the shas lekichas bailim or the shas asiyas kohen. It's not that the halacha is shayich only for bird karbanos. The halacha would be shayich both for bird karbanos and animal karbanos. The reason that Rav Chista says his halacha lagabi bird karbanos is because where do we usually have situations where a woman has to bring two karbanos, one of which is an ola, one of which is a chatas? So the normal situation where that happens, where we're presented with that, is by bird karbanos. And that's why he said the halacha by bird karbanos. But where you have an animal karban also that requires some sort of designation, so he would hold from the same halacha that the only time that the designation should work is by either by the shas lakichas bailim or by the shas asiyas kohen, and therefore there is a kasha that you can ask from the case of bird karbanos on the case of the behemos on Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara. So this is a kasha. So we see over here. Then the Gemara is havamina. Before we learn the limud from Vaso Chatas, that the havamina is that a verbal designation would work by the Sir LaShem and the Sir LaZazel, even though the verbal designation is not made during any of these critical times. So Amar Rava, Sachi Kamar. So Ma b'makom sheloki deshagorol. Madach in a place where a gorol is not mekadesh, i.e., by the pair of bird karbanas. Va'afilu b'shas lakicha, va'afilu b'shas asiya, that there is no gorol, and a gorol wouldn't work even if the gorol was done at the shas lakichas bailim, even if the gorol was done at the shas asiyas kohen, kidesh hashem, b'shas lakicha u'v'shas asiya, nevertheless, the shame is mekadesh, you can verbally designate the karban, either at the time of the lakichas bailim or at the time of the asiyas kohen. So makam shekidesh, Mokom shekidesh hagorol shelo b'shas lakicha v'shelo b'shas asiya, that it's certainly a place where in a situation, i.e. by the Sir LaShem and the Sir LaZazel, where the gorol is mekadesh and designates the animals, even though the gorol takes place not during the time of lakicha and not during the time of asiya, ain't a din sheyekadesh Hashem b'shas lakicha u'v'shas asiya? Isn't it a kal v'chomer that the verbal designation should work at the shas lakicha or at the shas asiya? So what the Gemara has done is that the Gemara reinterprets the question. It's not asking, oh, just like the verbal designation works over there, so too the verbal designation should work on Yom Kippur at the time you make the gorol, because that's not a kasha. You can't ask like that, because the verbal designation works by the bird, only b'shas lakicha or b'shas asiya. The verbal designation can't work at the time of the gorol, because it's neither b'shas lakicha or b'shas asiya. What the Gemara is doing is it's reinterpreting the question and says, madach, if a verbal designation works by the birds, so too it should work by the Sir LaShem and the Sir LaZazel, but not if the designation is made at the time of the gorol, only if the designation is made either at the time of the lakichas bailim or at the time of the asiyas kohen. So the assumption of the Gemara is that, yes, it is made consistent with your halacha, Reb Chista, either at the time of the lakicha or at the shas of the asiya. But if you make a verbal designation there, the havamina is that it should work by the Sir LaShem and the Sir LaZazel. Tamalomar v'yaso chatas. So that's why the Gemara comes and teaches us, or the pasuk comes and teaches us, v'yaso chatas, hagorel osachatas, ve'in Hashem osachatas. So the Gemara teaches us that the gorel makes a chatas, and not the shame. So that's a little bit of an exposition on the comparison between the designation, the verbal designation of the bird karbanos, and our attempt to understand how there could have been possibly a verbal designation of the two Se'irim on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara winds up interpreting the kasha that the havamin of the Gemara is that the verbal that there should have been an allowance for a verbal designation on Yom Kippur to work, not at the Shas Hagrola, but rather either at the Shas Lakicha or the Shas Nesina. Kamash Malan, because we have the pasuk that teaches us that only the Goral makes a chatas, no, by a bird pair, the only way to designate is by verbal designation, either at Shas Lakicha or Shas Asiya, by the animals, by the Sir LaShem and the Sir LaZazel, the only way to designate is through the gorol, even though the gorol takes place neither during the shas lakicha nor during the shas asiya. Verbal designation alone is ineffective to designate the Sir LaShem and the Sir LaZazel on Yom Kippur. Good. So says the Gemara, Tashma. So the Gemara is going to attempt to ask Akasha on Rav Chista. So metame mikdash ani. If you were metame the Beis HaMikdash, you came into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tame, when you are a karban ani. And again, this brisa, like we mentioned at the outset of the shiur, deals with a karban ola v'yored. So whereas a regular chatas has to be just an animal, a karban ola v'yored is based on a person's financial status. That if the person can afford an animal, if the person can afford a behemoth, either a lamb or a goat as a chatas, he brings it. If a person is so poor that he can't afford a behema, then he brings a pair of bird karbanos, one for an ola and one for a chatas. And if the person is really destitute and can neither afford an animal nor a bird pair, then he brings a mincha as his chatas. So says the Gemara. So the case is like this. So metame mikdash ani, a person is metame the mikdash when he's an ani. V'hifrish maos lekino, and he separates maos, he separates money to buy his pair of bird karbanos, v'heshir, and then he becomes wealthy. So if the person becomes wealthy, again, he would be mechuyev to bring a behema, not the pair of birds that he had previously set aside money to purchase. V'acharkach, and after the guy became wealthy already, amar elu l'chatos v'elu la'olaso. Elu l'chatoso v'elu la'olaso. And after he became wealthy, he designated that a portion of the money that he separated should be for his karban chatas, and a portion of the money should be for his karban ola. So now what does he do? Because again, he separated the money when he was an ani, when he was mechuyev to bring the pair of bird karbanos. Then he became wealthy. Once he became wealthy, he was mechuyev to bring an animal, forget about the bird karbanos. Then after he became wealthy, he designated that half of the money that he separated should be for a karban ola, half of the money she separated should be for a karban chatas. So the guy separated money, he designated money. Now pay attention to when he designated the money. It's like he designated the money v'acharkach, that's where the kasha is going to come from. But he designated the money, divided half the money toward a karban ola, half the money toward a karban chatas. But now he's in a situation where he's mechuyev to bring only a straight karban chatas, because now he's a rich guy, and rich people can bring only a behema for a chatas. He doesn't have to bring an ola at all. So now what does he do? So says the Gemara, Mosif umevi chavaso midmei chataso. What he does is he adds to the money that he designated to go toward the chatas, he adds toward that money, and then with that money, plus the incremental, he brings an animal, he brings a behema as a karban chatas. The reason that he has to add, obviously, is because an animal is more expensive than a bird, but he takes the money that was designated toward the karban chatas, adds to that, and with that money, he brings a karban chatas. Even though he's not obligated to bring the bird chatas, since that money was separated for a chatas, albeit a bird, he's allowed to add to that money and bring the karban chatas. Ve'ein mosif umevi chavaso midmei alaso. But he's not allowed to add to the money that was separated for the ola and bring a chatas with that money. And the reason is because you're not allowed to use the money that you separated as an ola to go toward a karban ola and then use that money toward a karban chatas. Okay, so says the Gemara, Vahacha, well, hang on a second, pay attention to what the Brice is saying, and we alluded to this a minute ago. Delav shas lekicha, velav shas asiyahi, viktani dekavi. That it's not the shas lekicha, it's not the shas asiya, but what's apparent here is that designating part of the money for the karban ola and part of the money for the karban chatas is effective, because you told me that after the bailim designates part of the money for a karban ola and part of the money for a karban chatas, which happens again after he separated the money, so it's neither b'shas lekicha nor is it b'shas asiya. The guy designated 50% of the money is for the ola, 50% of the money is for the chatas. And how do we know the designation is effective? Because you told me that now when the guy became rich and has to bring an animal for his karban chatas, which money is he allowed to use? Only the money that was designated for the karban chatas, not the money that was designated for the karban ola, because you're not allowed to buy a karban chatas with ola money. So it's apparent that the designation was effective, even though it was neither b'shas lekicha nor b'shas asiyas. That's a kasha and Rav Chista. So I'm Rav Shesha. So Rav Shesha says, "Fetizbara." Well, let's look at it this way: the whole brisa is a little bit messed up, and so we have license to change the brisa. So via Amar v'Amar Rabbi Lazar, but Rabbi Lazar says, Amar Rav Yoshia, mitame mikdash ashir, that if a person is mitame the mikdash when he is wealthy. So in other words, he's mechuyev to bring a karban chatas out of a behema straight up, behavi karban ani, and instead he brings a carbon ani, he brings the bird pair, echad l'chatas v'echad liola, lo yatsa, that he's not yatsa at all. So v'kivan de lo yatsa, but if he's not yotze, hey chakavi, how in the world can he be kaveya one for an ola and one for a chatas? So elamayis l'chamemar, what can you say over here? Shekvar omar meyani yuso, that what it means is that he designated the animals to be an ola and to be a chatas when he was poor. Hachanami shekvar omar mishas hafrasha. So it's gonna. So you're gonna have to say also over here that when did he designate the money that 50% should go for the ola and 50% should go for the chatas? He designated it at the shas hafrasha. So basically, Rav Sheshes came and answered that you have to reinterpret the brisa anyway. And once you're reinterpreting the brisa, we could say that he designated the money not after he became wealthy. He designated the money when he was still poor, because after he became wealthy, again, after he became wealthy, the guy cannot bring the pair of bird kabanas. So whatever he did after he became wealthy is certainly ineffective. So you have to assume that what the guy did was that he designated the money 50% for the ola, 50% for the chatas when he was still poor. Once you're amending the brisa to say that he designated the money when he was still poor, just say that he designated the money b'shas hafrasha. At the time he made the hafrasha, he said half the money should go for the ola, half the money should go for the chatas. So the Gilyan Hashas doesn't like this whole amendation at all to begin with, because the brisa that we started quoting from was very express. It said, the brisa said, "Metame mikdash ani v'hifresh mos lekino v'heishir." So the guy was makdash, the guy was metame the mikdash when he was an ani. He separated the money v'heishir, and then he became wealthy. V'achar kach amar, and after he became rich, he said, "This part of the money should be for an ola. This part of the money should be for a chatas." So we see very expressly in the brisa the sequence of events. He was poor, he was mechuyev in the karbanos, he separated the money, he became wealthy, then he made the designation. How are you telling me now that he made the designation? How are you telling me now that he made the designation before he became wealthy? So the Gilyan Hashas doesn't like this whole way of amending the brisa, because it doesn't you can't amend the brisa like this if it says expressly v'achar kach and say, oh no, I meant that he actually did the designation beforehand. So he has a kasha. So in any event, the Gemara had answered to defend the shita of Rav Chista that once we have to amend the brisa, we can amend the brisa to say that the designation took effect, that the designation took place rather at the shas lekicha. Okay, so says the Gemara, but ula Rav Chavga Amar Rav Yoshia diamar yatsa. However, according to Rav Chavga Amar Rav Yoshia, who says that he is Yotze, so Rashi explains that if Rav Chaga Shita is that if a person is Metame the Mikdash when he's an Asher, and then he brings a Karban Ani, he is Yotze, and because of this, the whole text of the Brisa doesn't have to be modified. We had previously said, no, you have to modify the entire text of the Brisa, right? Because you have to assume that he's bringing the animals, he's bringing the birds when he became poor, because you can't bring birds if you're still rich. You're not Yotze with a carbon like that. And once we're amending the Brisa in one respect, we have to amend the Brisa in every respect. And we therefore have license to say that the Hafrasha took place, that the designation took place b'shas hafrasha. So, but according to Rav Chag Amar Rav Yoshi, who says that an asher, who is metame mikdash, is yotze with the carbon of an ani, therefore the designation of an ola is effective. The brisa doesn't have to be amended. And if the brisa doesn't have to be amended at all, then we're left with the plain text of the brisa, which implies that the designation is effective, even if it comes at some point in between the Lekichas Bailim, and in between the Asiyas Kohen. Because we have the guy separated the money, sometime after he separated the money, he made the designation, yet it appears to be effective. Says the Gemara, Michael Amemar. So what can we say according to Rav Chag Amar Rav Yoshia? So says the Gemara, Lo Tema V'Achakach Amar. Don't say, oh, the guy was Matame Mikdash when he was poor, and then he took the birds, and then he became rich, and then he designated one for a chatas and one for an ola. Don't touch it up like that. V'Achakach Amar, Ela Ema V'Achakach Lokach V'Amar. That, and after that, he took the birds, and he said. So in other words, what we're suggesting here is that while we can't amend the Brisa, and Rashi and the Ritva say this, that while you can't amend the Brisa to say something radically different from what the Brisa says, because there is no basis for doing so, and this was the problem with that the Gilyon HaShah said, how can you simply ignore the word V'acharkach? What you can do is you can modestly amend the Brisa by adding in a word, because it's possible that the Amora was saying over the Brisa forgot a word during his transmittal. So as Rashi says, okay, so in other words, so the Amora might have forgotten one word. So what are we doing? So we're amending the Brisa to say that v'acharkach lokach v'yamar. So what's the sequence? The guy was matame mikdash when he was poor. Then he became rich. So in other words, now he's already mechuyev in the animal karban. V'acharkach, and after that, he separated money for the karban ola v'yore that he was mechuyev to bring initially, and he designated 50% for the chatas, 50% for the ola. So what we have here is a verbal designation at the shas lekichas bailim. That's how we defend the shita of Rav Chista. So lokach mosif umevi chavaso. So my niu. So what does it mean that lokach Mosif umevi chavaso mainiu? But look at the rest of the brisa. The rest of the brisa says that you could add to the money, and instead of using the money toward a bird carbon, you could use the money toward an animal carbon. But if you're reinterpreting the brisa to tell me that he bought the birds, and it's at the time that he bought the birds, lokach v'yamar, at the time that he bought the birds, he's saying this one should be for an ola, this one should be for a chatas. So how are you having money that you can add extra money to, and then use that money to buy a carbon chatas that's a behema? There is no money left. You just typed up the brisa that we're talking where you bought the birds, and at the time that you bought the birds, you said one should be for an ola, one should be for a chatas. This says the Gemara, the parakle, that you redeemed the birds. So basically, yes, you bought the bird pair, and then you redeemed them, and so now you have money, part of which was designated toward a chatas, part of which was designated toward an ola. And what we learned is you can add money, you can add extra money to the chatas bucket and use that money to buy a chatas behema. So it says the Gemara, Vayin pidyon la'of, there is no pidyon for an oaf. A bird cannot be redeemed. The Rambam says that the reason that a bird can't be redeemed is because in order for something to be subject to pidyon, it has to be subject to hamada v'haracha. You have to be able to evaluate it. However, a bird cannot be subject to hamada v'haracha, because if you try to get the bird to stay in one place, the bird might fly around. So you're not going to be able to capture the bird, keep it in one place, and therefore assess the actual value of the bird. But in any event, says the Gemara, in pidyon la'of, but you can't redeem the bird. So what's the case here? So Amar Rav Papa, kegon shalokach preida achas, that you bought, you're right, you bought only one bird. O ola zavin, e ola zavin, if the bird, so in other words, you set aside money, you use part of the money to buy one bird, and you have now money, you have a bird, and you have some money left over. Good. So let's think about it. E ola zavin, if the bird that you bought was for a carbon ola, so mosif umevi chavaso meid mechataso. That means that you have leftover money, you have money that you separated to use toward a carbon chata, so you can now just add to that pot of money and buy a carbon chatas that's an animal. V'hai ola, what do you do with the ola? Azla l'nadava, it could just be brought as an olas nadava. But I chatas oven, but if the one bird that you bought was for the carbon chatas, then ein masuf umevi chavaso med me alaso. So then you're stuck. You can't bring the bird as a chatas because now you're mechuyev to bring an animal. You can't add money to the money that was left over because the money that was left over was shayech for a karbon ola. So you can't add to that money. But this bird that you separated for a chatas, vay chatas azla lamisa, and that chatas has to die like any chatas, like a chatas shemesu baleh, or any chatas that its bilim is invalidated to receive a kapara through it, has to go to Misa. So in that situation, you'd be totally stuck. You'd have to start all over, use whole new money to buy a karban chatas, that's a behema. So Gufa says the Gemara Vaita, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Yoshia, Metame Mikdash Ashir, Vehevi Karban Ani, Loya. So this is just expounding a little bit on the machlokas that we were introduced to at the bottom of Amid Aleph, that if Amar Rav Elazar says in the name of Rav Yoshia, if you were Metame the Mikdash when you were wealthy, Vehevi Karban Ani, and you brought a Karban Ani nevertheless, Lo Yatza, you are not Yotze. Rav Chaga, Amar Rav Oshia, Yatza. Rav Chaga says in the name of Rav Yoshia that you are Yatza. Says the Gemara, Frag the Gemara, Kasha, Meisve, Mitzora Ani, Shehevi, Karban Asher, a Mitzora who was poor, who brought a Karban Asher, Yatza. He is Yotze. Asher, Shehevi, Karban Ani, Lo Yatza. But if a Mitzora Asher brings a Karban Ani, then he's not Yotze. So if a Mitzora Asher, if a wealthy Mitzora is not Yotze if he brings a Karban Ani, why is the guy who's Matami Mikdash when he's in Ashir and he brings a Karban Ani, why is that guy Yotze according to Rav Chaga? So says the Gemara, Shani Hasam, Dechsiv, Zos. It's different because by Mitzora it says Zos, and Zos implies that the Mitzora can only be Yotze Yeshiyev with the exact Karban that he's Mechuyev to bring, that he's supposed to bring. And therefore, if he is a Mitzora Ashir, he's Yotza only with a carbon of an Asher, he's not Yotza with a carbon of an Ani. By Metame Mikdash, it doesn't say the word Zos, therefore even though you're really Mechuyev to bring a carbon Asher, you're still Yotza with a carbon Ani, according to Rav Chaga. So says the Gemara, well, Ihacha, Reisha Nami. But if so, then in the Reisha, itself, when if we're very specific by a Mitzora, Zos, only the specific carbon that he's Mechuyev to bring, so now I understand why the Asher is not Yotze if he brings the carbon Ani. But why is the Ani Yotze if he brings the carbon Asher? He should be Mechuyev to bring only the bird carbon, it's not an animal carbon. So says the Gemara, Ha Rabbi Rachmana Toras, because it says Zos and it says Toras. Zos is a miyut, but Toras is a ribui. So Toras is a ribui, therefore, when he's an ani who brings the carbon of an ashir, he is yotze. Vatanya toras larabos mitzora ani shehevi carbon ashir. That the toras is marbe that a mitzora ani who brings a carbon ashir is yotze. Yachal afilo ashir shehevi carbon ani. I might think that also an Asher who brings a Karban Ani should be Yotze because it says Toras, which is more expansive. Talmud Lomar, Zos. So it says Zos. So we have one Miyot, one Riboy, so it's more Mestaber to say that you can sort of trade up, that if there's a situation where we're not going to hold you strictly to the Karban that you're really Mechuyev to bring, and one situation where we are going to hold you strictly to the Karban that you're Mechuyev to bring, it's more Mestaber that will give you more leeway if you're trading up, as opposed to if you're shortchanging. So if you're trying to shortchange, then you're not going to be Yotze. So says the Gemara, V'nelef Minei, but why don't we learn... from the case of Metzora to the case of Karban Ola V'yoreid against Rabbi Chaga? So Miyot Rachmana V'imdalhu. Because again, in the case of Metzora, we said that Metzora Asher that brings a Karban Ani is not Yotze. Rav Chaga said that Metame Mikdash Asher and who brings a Karban Ani is Yotze. So why doesn't he learn out from Metzora? So it says, V'imdalhu, it says by the Metzora, Imdalhu. Mashma, that these halachos of specificity of karbanos, that Asher who brings the karban ani is not Yotze, those halachas apply only to the case of a mitzora, not to the case of a karban ola v'yored for metame mikdash. Okay, says the Gemara, it gets substantially easier now. So, kosher lashon shel zahoras barosh sira mishtaleach, the Kohen now continuing with the Seder Avoda, the Kohen ties the lashon shel zahoras, the red string, across the horns of the sira mishtaleach, v'amidu keneged beis shiluchu, and orients the sira mishtaleach opposite the place through which it is going to be, the place through which it is going to be sent out. So the Sir Lazazel was sent out through the Shar Nicanor, which was on the eastern side of the Azara. We had seen earlier, a couple of blot ago, that when the Kohen was performing the Goral, he had the animals all the way at the eastern side of the Azara by the Shar Nicanor, but they were facing toward the west, and the Kohen was also facing towards the west. And now, once he ties the Lashon Shel Zohoris across the horns of the Sir HaMishaleach, he turns the animal around, so now the animal is facing out towards the Shar Nicanor, facing eastward. The Rush says that he's actually in the gate of Nicanor. He's actually in the Nicanor gate, but either way, you turn him around to face east. The Vula Nishchat Keneged Beis Shechitaso. And to the Nishchat, in other words, to the Sir LaHashem, Keneged Beis Shechitaso. So these words are very cryptic. So what does this mean? There are two ways of interpreting. Either that you orient directionally the Sir LaHashem toward the Mizbeach, where it is going to be shechted, or what it means is that you tie a Lashon Shel Zohoris on the Sir LaHashem across its base hashchita. So we'll see both views in the Gemara. Bolo Eitzel Paro, the Kohen comes before his Paro Shniya second time, v'somech Shneyad Avalav, he does smicha mizvade, he says, Vidi v'kakla yomer ana Hashem, avisi pashati chatasi, levanecha ani yubesi b'nei aron am kadoshecha, ana Hashem kaperna lavono, su lapshom lechatom, shavisi pashati shachatasi, levanecha ani yubesi, uv'nei aron am kadoshecha, kakasa b'zoros Moshe avdecha, ki yabiyam azei chaper aleichem letares, mikol chatosecha, v'nei Hashem titaru, v'heinon an achrav, everybody who heard him, answered, Baruch Shem komachuso liyolam, Va'ed. Safrek the Gemara, I boy lehu. Ulanishchat, when we say in the Mishnah that to the Nishchat you also do it keneged beishchitaso, what does it mean? Akshira koi o ahamada koi? Does it mean that we tie the Lashon Shel Zohoris across the base hashchita of the Sir LaHashem? Or does it mean that just like we orient that just like we place the Sir HaMishaleach in the direction where it's going to go, we place also the Sir LaHashem in the direction that it's going to go? So Tashma, so the Gemara learns a riot. The Tani Rav Yosef, Kosher Lashon Shel Zohoris Barosh Sir HaMishaleach, that they tie a Lashon Shel Zohoris across the horns of the Sir HaMishaleach, by Mido Kenega Beishilucho, and they orient it eastward toward the Nicanor gate, Ulanishchat Keneged Beishchitaso, and to the Nishchat Keneged Beishchitaso. So far it's just as vague as the Mishnah. Shlo Yis Arev Zebazeh. Why? The Gemara brings a reason, so that they should not be mistaken one for another, they should not be mixed up. Shlo Yis Arev Ba'acherim. Nor should they be misarev Ba'acherim. So the Tosfos explains, of course, that Tosfos explains, by the just parenthetically, that this is not the only reason that they tie the red string across the horns of the Sir HaMishaleach. The only reason that they tie it is not so that it shouldn't be mistaken with the Sir LaHashem. They tie it because they used to have half the red string tied across the horns, half of it tied to a rock in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would see when the Sir HaMishaleach was pushed off the mountain that the red string would turn white and the corresponding string would turn white in the Beis HaMikdash. But one of the reasons that they tied the seer, that they tied the string across the horns was so that it shouldn't be mixed up, so that they shouldn't be mixed up with each other or with other animals. See, I'm Rabbi Shlomo Kshira Koi Shapir. If you want to say that what we're referring to here is the Kshira, then I understand that then both the Sir LaHashem and the Sir LaZazel have the red string tied on them. Eli Amrit Amada Koi Nehita B'Chavrei Lo Miariv Daha Kater Bei V'Hai Lo Kater Bei B'Achrina Miariv Elav Shmamina Akshira Koi Shmamina. So we have a raya that the kshira that we're talking about, that we have a raya that what we do with the Sir LaHashem is we actually tie the string on the Sir LaHashem. Because if they wouldn't tie the string on the Sir LaHashem, if all they did was tie the string on the Sir LaZazel, so I understand that you wouldn't then confuse the Sir LaHashem with the Sir LaZazel, because the Sir LaZazel has the string, the Sir LaHashem doesn't have the string. But how would that prevent you from confusing the Sir LaHashem with the other animals that may have been in the vicinity, if there is no demarcation on the animal? Kamash Malan, they used to tie the string across the horns of the Sir HaMishaleach, and they used to tie the string across the Beis HaShechita of the Sir LaHashem. What other animals were there, parenthetically? So the other animals that were there was, you know, it was Yom Kippur, it was the Yontif, so they still had to bring a Karban Musaf and other Karbanas, so there would have been other animals there. So from here, the Gemara draws a conclusive Raya that they used to tie a string across the Beis HaShechita of the Sir LaHashem. And we will continue the discussion tomorrow, God willing, with a little bit of a limud on the various situations where you have a Lashon Shel Zohoris, and and the size that the various Lashonos Shel Zahoris had to be.